Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's January 14th. George Wallace was inaugurated as governor of Alabama on this day in 1963, and at his inauguration, he gave his famous Segregation Now, Segregation Forever speech. 10 years before that, in 1953, Wallace had been part of the re-election campaign of Governor Big Jim Folsom. And Folsom was really pretty progressive. He'd been campaigning for things like voting rights for Black citizens and ending the use of prison labor, improving the school system, hiring more women for government positions. And Wallace had a reputation as a dangerous liberal. Back in 1948, both he and Folsom had been delegates to the Democratic National Convention. And when pro-segregation Democrats had walked out of the convention, Folsom and Wallace had been some of the ones staying put. In 1958, Wallace ran for governor of Alabama for the first time, and his platform had a lot in common from when he had worked on the campaign of Big Jim Folsom. It was moderate to progressive. It still followed a lot of what Folsom had campaigned on. He had the support of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or NAACP. Meanwhile, his opponent in the Democratic primary was Attorney General John Patterson. Patterson was running on a pro-segregation platform and had the support of the Ku Klux Klan. In this Democratic primary in 1958, Patterson beat Wallace and then beat his Republican opponent, William Longshore, in just a landslide. The next part of this has been widely reported in some wording or another from a lot of different sources, but Wallace himself denied ever saying it. When people asked him what had gone wrong in his campaign, his response reportedly included a racist slur, something along the lines of, quote, "I got out N-worded by John Patterson. This is the first and last time I will be out N-worded by another candidate." Wallace's life and his political career took a turn after this. He became very deeply depressed, and this combined with other issues in his marriage to lead his wife, Lurline, to take their children to live with her parents and file for divorce. At the time, Wallace was a judge for the 3rd Judicial Court, and with the election over, he went back to work and totally changed his approach to racial discrimination. He started actively trying to block civil rights legislation instead of supporting it like he had before. When he ran for governor again, he was pro-segregation and pro-states' rights, and he had the support of the Ku Klux Klan, like the man who had beaten him the last time around. This time he won the Democratic primary and got 300,000 votes in the general election, even though no one else was running against him. The speech that he gave on Inauguration Day 1963 was co-written by Asa Earle Carter, who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Later on, Carter was also revealed to be Forrest Carter, author of the rebel outlaw Josie Wales and the Education of Little Tree. Here's that famous passage from the speech. Quote, "Today I have stood where once Jefferson Davis stood and took an oath to my people. It is very appropriate then that from this cradle of the Confederacy, this very heart of the great Anglo-Saxon Southland, that today we sound the drum for freedom, as have our generations of forebears before us done, time and time again through history. Let us rise to the call of freedom-loving blood that is in us and send our answer to the tyranny that clanks its chains upon the South. In the name of the greatest people that have ever trod this earth, I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny. And I say segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever." It is not clear whether Wallace's shift from being socially progressive to explicitly supporting segregation and white supremacy was a genuinely held change in his views, or whether he just thought it was politically expedient to win an election. But he shifted once again in the opposite direction later on in his career after the passage of the Voting Rights Act. And this is just one moment in a decades-long career that also involved other instances of outright racism. There's a lot more to it in the November 30th, 2016 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class. Thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And tune in tomorrow for a flood that we told you was coming back in October.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.